It's the final countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to all you vinyl lovers. Are you ready for some afternoon delight?
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? Is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so excited.
Skyrockets in flight. So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught, it didn't bite. But you got some bait awaiting, and I think I might like nibbling a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Very hard not to love that record. Great a cappella singing. They were the Starland Vocal Band with Afternoon Delight, an American number one and UK top 20 chart success from 1976, and it was, of course, used in the film Anchorman. All the music today comes from that movie or its sequel. As ever, we're surrounded in the studio by real 7 and 12 inch records, and joining me is my son Max as I try to educate him about vinyl. I love that track, Max. Hope you do too.
Stop calling me Max, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Who is Ron Burgundy? You'll have to explain.
Yes, he is the legend played by Will Ferrell in Anchorman.
Yeah, he is the Anchorman, the man the film is named after.
Yeah, funnily enough, he reminds me a lot of you.
Does he? Because I used to read the news on television.
No, because you always just read whatever's on the auto cue.
Yes, he has a habit, doesn't he? It's a comedy, and he reads whatever is put in front of him without really thinking.
Yes, like there's this very funny line, which I can't say because there's a curse word in it, and Ofcom will get angry, and then loads of old women will start me emails, but... there is this very funny line because he just read something straight off the autocue without thinking twice,
and he didn't even realise what he'd read.
Exactly, like you did.
I never used to do that. I always knew what I was reading.
I don't know. I mean, what about your blooper?
I don't think we'll go into that right now.
Oh, I would.
He says, hurriedly coming back to the Starland Vocal Band and Afternoon Delight. What do you like about that record, Maxie?
I mean, it's got this great harmony on it, don't you think?
It has, yeah. I really like the singing. I think their voices blend incredibly well.
Yeah, and there's this great guitar backing as well, which I quite like.
And at the end, you've got that a cappella bit.
Yeah, that's quite nice. And then there's this like tiny little guitar riff at the end to finish the track off, which I really like.
The song title, Max, came from the happy hour menu at a restaurant in Washington. Can you believe that? The songwriter, Bill Danoff, was eating there, spotted it, and thought, that's a good phrase, afternoon delight. That would make a good title for a song.
The question is, though, what about if he went to that stock market bar in Detroit?
Stock market?
Yes.
Delight. Would that work?
No. Yes, inflation.
So all the music today was featured in the films Anchorman and Anchorman 2. They're comedies about a newsreader called Ron Burgundy, as you mentioned there, Max. He's played by Will Ferrell. And you really like that film.
Yeah,
you?
They're
We've
both.
Seen them both, actually.
Yeah, actually, we watched the second one just the other day and we really enjoyed it. It's fantastic.
What's so good about them?
I mean, they're just so funny. I mean, Will Ferrell's very talented, and as well, Steve Carell plays one of my favourite characters.
Yes, he's in there, isn't he? He's
Brick.
Brick Tamblyn.
Yeah, and he, as he says himself, has an IQ of 58.
So Ron Burgundy is not a very good newsreader, or anchorman, as they're called in the United States.
Yep.
And the whole comedy is built around
he's
it.
Genuinely useless, but somehow he still keeps getting jobs, as you'll see in the first and second movie.
And the trouble starts when the TV station in San Diego, California, wants to pair him up with a female newsreader, and that was very unusual in the 1970s.
Yeah, and everyone hated it. But Will Ferrell was so angry.
In the film, Ron Burgundy and other on-air presenters, they sing Afternoon Delight, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's not as good as that original recording, but it's still... I mean, you could record that and sell it for plenty of money.
Well, we haven't put that on yet. So Anchorman came out in 2004. It was a DreamWorks production. It centres on Ron Burgundy, this not very good newsreader, and his dog Baxter, of course, is in there. He feels challenged by the appointment of a female newsreader. Here's the movie trailer.
There was a time when people believed everything they heard on TV. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. And one anchorman was more man than the rest.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy?
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Hey, Garth, how's the divorce?
Oh, not so good. I'll probably never see my kids.
Fantastic.
Not lonely.
I'm beloved by everyone in San Diego.
You're so wise. You're like a miniature Buddha covered in hair.
What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your passions?
To be the first female anchor.
And I'd like to be king of Australia. Seriously, you sound like an insane person.
I just got a call from Network, and the decision has been passed down to make Veronica our co-anchor.
No! 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 Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
What if just for tonight, we weren't co-workers, we were co-people?
Oh, I'm storming your castle on my steed, m'lady.
We should keep it relatively quiet around the station.
Absolutely.
I'd also like to share with you that we are currently dating.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
We'll be right back.
Certainly picked some great songs for the Anchorman films. We had Kansas and their first American top 40 hit, Carry On Wayward Son, was very big in the spring of 1977, and then it was Hall & Oates with She's Gone. It was originally included in a 1973 album and wasn't successful as a single until it was re-released 3 years later, in 1976. The music's quite important in Anchorman, isn't it, Max?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of a TV show like any other, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it's setting the scene, isn't it? They're using the music initially in the first one, say this is the 1970s, and then in the second one, say this is music from the 1980s.
Yeah, it's like in the second one, that Hall & Oates track.
She's gone. Yeah.
I think it's from that scene where Brick meets his lover.
Yes, the girlfriend, the lady who's going to be his
girlfriend. Yes, the other one who has a very low IQ of also 48.
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, they found each other, haven't they? The loves of each other's life. That Hall & Oates song, She's Gone. You know, Max, that took 3 years from being recorded to be a hit.
3 years. If it's gone for 3 years, then it tends not to stand a chance.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? You release it and you think it's dropped into nowhere and suddenly there it is in the charts.
Exactly. That's like, I don't know, if one of George Ezra's tracks from like 2018, 2019...
Suddenly's a hit.
Suddenly's a hit, yeah, today.
I like Hall & Oates. They're very melodic.
Yeah, I mean, it really is quite nice. It's got that like funky sound and background, which is very 80s, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think very 70s and 80s. You know, they are in a way, they're soft rock. They're, I hate to use this phrase, Max, yacht rock.
No!
They are.
No!
And we also heard Kansas and Carry On Wayward Son. What do you think of that?
I suppose that one's also quite funky, isn't it? It sort of does set the scene for the Anchorman movie. Is that one they used during the fight?
I think they used it during one of the scenes, but I can't remember which one.
I think it might be the fight.
You know, the band wrote it at the last minute because they needed something else for their album. They were very surprised when it was a hit.
No, they were pretty desperate.
You know one reason why they were surprised.
Why?
It's a very long track. It's almost 6 minutes long, and they thought there's no way American radio will play a song of that length. There's no way that could be a
hit. As Ray Foster said once upon a time, 6 minutes is forever.
Well, that's right, yes. The man from EMI when Bohemian Rhapsody came out, and that was about 6 minutes long.
Yeah, it was.
So they were proved wrong. Kansas did have a big hit, and they were very surprised. They were touring at the time.
So did Queen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they were all very surprised when radio started playing long songs, because the normal length of a radio single in those days was 2 or 3 minutes.
Exactly. I mean, like, I listened to 60s tracks, and they're all 2 minutes.
Kansas were on tour when their manager came in and said, "You'll never believe it, we've made the charts."
Wow, really?
And they barely believed it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even I can't believe it.
So there's a lot of good music in the Anchorman films. The first movie paints a picture of what life was really like in the 1970s. You know, workplaces were very male-dominated.
Yep. Then again, what about that fight scene in both of the Anchormans? That's not what life was like in the 70s, was it?
No, you better explain the fight scenes, because there's one in each and they're very similar, but there's a reason for them.
Yeah, so in the first one, it's always when they're trying to go somewhere or do something. And so basically, there's this guy called Wes Mantooth in the first one, who's from a rival station. They
yes,
keep
he's
coming.
A rival newsreader.
Exactly, they keep coming second in ratings. And they turn up and they start fighting. And then it turns into this massive brawl with like five other people. Then again, the second one goes really over the top. Like, Brick Tamlin gets the gun from the future, the BBC's there. So
yes, the BBC newsreaders fight the American newsreaders, the Canadian newsreaders are fighting as well.
Yes, the Canadians are very apologetic.
And the British are very British, of course.
Yes, of course. When they knight everyone before they start fighting.
I think it's a parody of what it is to be a BBC newsreader.
It's not really a parody, it's just true.
And what's the rule of the fight? There is an important rule.
Yes, no hits above the head.
Yes, you can't touch the face or the hair, because hair was very important for American television newsreaders.
No face, no hair.
They are very funny films, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are hilarious.
Would you recommend someone watch it?
Yep, anyone can watch it as long as you're not worried about curse words or are 12 years or older or whatever. I don't really care. As long as your parents let you watch it. Or just watch it on your own.
And if you love vinyl music, you're going to recognise a lot of records in there.
Exactly, or if you've listened to this programme.
You'll recognise a lot of the music we play, because it's often, I notice, in the Anchorman films.
Or in just many movies, honestly.
Well, you're going to be back later, Max, with more on one of the artists featured in those films. Now it's the part of the show where we try to get you dancing for a few minutes. Some upbeat music, all from the Anchorman movies, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Disco action.
We'll be right back.
song that started out as Who's That Lady in 1964. It was then reworked as a funky disco number in 1973, slightly retitled to That Lady. The Isley Brothers were the group. It reached the top 20 in the UK charts, and That Lady features in the Anchorman films. This is Jonathan Charles. We've got more music from the Anchorman films on the way as we hear from Hot Chocolate, Argent, and many more.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
You do too much.
Errol Brown and his soul group Hot Chocolate, the 12-inch disco version of Everyone's a Winner, top 20 for them in the UK in 1978, and their second highest charting single in America. Max is going to be back in the studio soon, and the triple play's on the way as well, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
1972!
Susie says yes with a kiss.
he's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle, and they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above. Looks like muskrat
Countdown Triple Play, all featured in the two Anchorman films. First, we heard the English rock band Argent with Hold Your Head Up, top five on both sides of the Atlantic. Then we definitely went into American soft rock. We had Muskrat Love by Captain and Tennille. They heard the original on the radio and just added it to their stage show. They couldn't believe there was a love song about muskrats. It went on to be one of their biggest hits, though. And finally, we had England Dan and John Ford Coley with I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. Max, you're back with us. you've been finding out some more about that duo.
Ingrid Dan and John Ford Coley were an American soft rock duo. What a juxtaposition. But they started sticking together in Texas when they were friends and classmates at school in Dallas. Dan Seals would give him the nickname of Ingrid Dan because he was a fan of the Beatles and occasionally spoke in an English accent as a joke. They got their first record contract in 1971, but it didn't work out as they couldn't really break into the charts. They played that song, I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, as a demo for another label, and were offered a deal. It was the start of a very successful few years. I'd Really Love to See You Tonight reached number 2 in the American chart. The duo split up in 1980 after Dan Seals decided to pursue a career in country music. Well, I mean, he's a Texan.
I always like them, Max. I always think they sound incredibly harmonious, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite a nice track. It has that sort of guitar-y type feel.
It's very American soft rock.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like it could be country and western.
Perhaps I should call you England Max.
But I'm British.
It's England Max and Jonathan Charles here, hello. So those tracks were from Anchorman 2, Max, the follow-up movie, which is about the beginning of 24-hour news channels in America.
Yep.
Ron Burgundy, by now, he's recruited to be a newsreader on one of them, and lots of comedy ensues from that.
Yes, GNN.
Yes, which is supposed to be like CNN, isn't it? It's a 24-hour news network, the first one, and he starts laughing because he can't believe there can be such a thing as a 24-hour news
yeah,
network.
Yeah, and then he sees how much they pay him and then he changes his mind.
Exactly. Yes. And he's on in the all-important time slot of
2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Exactly, yeah, and he tries to make it very popular by
turning it into Fox News.
Yes, he wants to give people, what's this phrase? Well, give people the news they want, not the news they
need. Yeah.
And what does he have in the news they want?
Tell people what they want to hear, not what they need to hear.
Yes, and what do they have in the news that he thinks people want?
Cute puppies, things like that. Oh, a car chase.
A car chase, absolutely, yes. It's the first time they put live car chases on television, followed by helicopters, which is exactly what American news networks did at the time.
Do they still do that?
Yes, they do. I think they still do that. And it's very, very funny. I think it says a lot about 24-hour news.
Yep, because they can't find enough to fill real news for 24 hours.
And of course he becomes insanely popular and the most popular newsreader on the station.
I know. And then he gets switched to primetime and then it means that he has a funny bet with someone, but you'll have to watch a movie to find out what bet.
I really recommend those Anchorman films. Really watch them.
Yeah, watch. What do you mean really watch? You can't half watch a movie.
Please half watch that movie.
Watch the movie 100%. Don't watch it half, otherwise Jonathan will come after you.
So, one more record from those movies still to come.
Yeah, but first, how about you follow us on Twitter and Instagram? On Instagram, we're at Will Farrell. No, wait, sorry, Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10. Sorry, too much Anchorman.
And we play out with a Kenny Loggins hit from 1979, featuring the voice of Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers. This is it, and that really is it from us. See you next time with another box of great vinyl.
Bye.
Been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we always survive. Now, I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide? By your side.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.